breach on energy prices. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden urging big oil companies to get in touch with the Energy Department
and hear what the ideas that they come forth with, and maybe there's a way that we can help them meet that capacity.
The White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre accuses refiners of choosing profits over help for consumers amid soaring gas prices.
The White House says there will be consequences for oil companies if they do not do more to get prices down for gas. Even though oil company CEOs have testified on Capitol Hill that they are not price gouging, and also they have said they don't control the price of a barrel of oil. That's set by the global market.
Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn. Industry officials also argue that regulatory pressures from the Biden administration are weighing down capacity. Wall Street goes back to worrying about overall inflation. The Dow's down 658. The current vaccines won't be enough. That, in so many words, is what White House COVID advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is telling lawmakers as waves of COVID variants continue.
Testifying before a panel of U.S. senators hearing an update on the nation's COVID-19 policies, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Dr. Anthony Fauci says new formulas of vaccines need to be developed.
For the anticipated emergence of new variants, the importance of developing the next generation of coronavirus vaccines is paramount. I refer to a vaccine that would be effective against all SARS-CoV-2 variants.
Fauci testified remotely after announcing Wednesday he had tested positive for the virus.
Fox's Evan Brown. Fauci is vaccinated and twice boosted and says his symptoms are mild. The Senate just passing a bill aimed at expanding help for veterans sick from exposure to toxic burn pits while serving overseas. That's now headed to the House. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Yellowstone National Park remains closed until further notice after historic flooding.
A disaster declaration along the Yellowstone River in southwestern Montana, where historic flooding from rain and snowmelt overflowed banks, swallowing homes, and wiping out bridges and key stretches of roads in the northern part of Yellowstone National Park.
You have to respect Mother Nature around here, whether it's the mountains or the rivers. There is no mercy. These places are wild and free.
Rob Lauren with Dan Bailey's, an outdoor and fly fishing outfitters in Livingston, Montana. All five entrances to Yellowstone National Park now closed as the Park Service continues assessing damage. Flooding forced thousands of visitors to evacuate the park. Dozens had to be rescued. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In the meantime, the city of Billings, Montana, says residents can resume normal water usage after a plant shutdown from the surging Yellowstone River. A famous Italian doctor learns his fate after a split verdict in a criminal case.
He's known for carrying out the world's first stem cell windpipe transplants, partially made from a patient's own stem cells at Sweden's leading hospital in 2011. But Dr. Paolo Macarini has been given a conditional sentence for causing bodily harm to a patient. Prosecutors charge he operated inappropriately on three people between 2011 and 2014. He was acquitted of two additional charges and has denied any criminal wrongdoing. The stem cell scientist risked 5 years in prison if the court followed the prosecutor's request. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The doctor was fired from Sweden's Karolinska Institute in 2016. Women's basketball star Sue Bird makes it official. The 2022 season will be her last. Bird is a four-time WNBA champ, oldest player in the league at 41, and a five-time Olympic gold medalist. She's played her entire career with the Seattle Storm. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.